3. Relation of the Eternal Son to the Individual. In the local universe ascent, the mortals of time look to the Creator Son as the personal representative of the Eternal Son. But when they begin the ascent of the super-universe training regime, the pilgrims of time increasingly detect the supernal presence of the inspiring spirit of the Eternal Son, and they are able to profit by the intake of this ministry of spiritual energization. In Havona, the ascenders become still more conscious of the loving embrace of the all-pervading spirit of the original Son. At no stage of the entire mortal ascension does the spirit of the Eternal Son indwell the mind or soul of the pilgrim of time, but his beneficence is ever near and always concerned with the welfare and spiritual security of the advancing children of time. The spiritual gravity pull of the Eternal Son constitutes the inherent secret of the paradise ascension of surviving human souls. All genuine spirit values and all bona fide spiritualized individuals are held within the unfailing grasp of the spiritual gravity of the Eternal Son. The mortal mind, for example, initiates its career as a material mechanism and is eventually mustered into the core of the finality as a well-nigh perfected spirit existence, becoming progressively less subject to material gravity and correspondingly more responsive to the inward-pulling urge of spirit gravity during this entire experience. The spirit gravity circuit literally pulls the soul of man paradiseward. The spirit gravity circuit is the basic channel for transmitting the genuine prayers of the believing human heart from the level of human consciousness to the actual consciousness of deity. That which represents true spiritual value in your petitions will be seized by the universal circuit of spirit gravity and will pass immediately and simultaneously to all divine personalities concerned. Each will occupy himself with that which belongs to his personal province. Therefore, in your practical religious experience, it is immaterial whether, in addressing your supplications, you visualize the Creator Son of your local universe or the Eternal Son at the center of all things. The discriminative operation of the spirit gravity circuit might possibly be compared to the functions of the neural circuits in the material human body. Sensations travel inward over the neural paths. Some are detained and responded to by the lower automatic spinal centers. Others pass on to the less automatic but habit-trained centers of the lower brain, while the most important and vital incoming messages flash by these subordinate centers and are immediately registered in the highest levels of human consciousness. But how much more perfect is the superb technique of the spiritual world? If anything originates in your consciousness that is fraught with supreme spiritual value, when once you give it expression, no power in the universe can prevent its flashing directly to the absolute spirit personality of all creation. Conversely, if your supplications are purely material and wholly self-centered, there exists no plan whereby such unworthy prayers can find lodgment in the spirit circuit of the Eternal Son. The content of any petition which is not spirit-indited can find no place in the universal spiritual circuit. Such purely selfish and material requests fall dead. They do not ascend in the circuits of true spirit values. Such words are as sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. It is the motivating thought, the spiritual content, that validates the mortal supplication. Words are valueless.